Left off on Daf Yomav, discussing various applications of mitzvah v'yosu b'shlucho, the application to Kedushin, and also that to Kavod Shamus. And we saw the possibilities in the Rishonim, whether Kedushin indeed is considered to be a mitzvah, or the possibility that the most that would be considered is a Hefsha mitzvah, right, a step that leads to the mitzvah of period Rivian. We discussed at length that even though the Ran frames the issue as a mitzvah, nonetheless, the concept of mitzvah ba yosem v'shluchah is a function of the mitzvah of Peruvim. Even if one should assume that Kedushin is considered to be a Hefsha mitzvah, does that necessarily mean that you don't apply the concept of mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho? Maybe one could suggest that even if it is not an independent mitzvah, but merely a hechsher mitzvah, but nonetheless the concept of mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho could apply to a hechsher mitzvah, not limited to a ma'isa ha-mitzvah in the classic sense. Is there a possibility that this indeed is the case? So the Netziv and the Shultos in two places. Number one, in the very first page of the Shultos, in Shulta Aleph, very briefly, but the Netziv expands in the Shultos, in the very end of the Shultos, in Shulta Kuf Samartes, on different types of Hechsher Mitzvah. The context of this comment of the Netziv is the Shultos, which discusses the Mitzvah of Sukkah. And here the Shultos writes, following the Chayav in the Beis Yisrael, the Mevad Mitalalosa Umesava. Everyone is obligated, the mevad metalasa, to craft, to build a sukkah, and umesava, and to sit in sukkah. Why is that true? After all, the pasuk says that chaka sukkos tasalafa, and the Torah tells us basukkos teishva, shivas yamin. So therefore, that is the mitzvah of sukkah. So this formulation of the Shultos seems very striking in the following sense. We always think about the mitzvah of one of yeshiva sukkah. What about asiyas ha-sukkah? Usually we think that asiyas ha-cheftza is not really the tchilas ha-mitzvah, but rather the asiyas ha-cheftza is considered to be a hechsher mitzvah. And yet, here, the Shultos writes, chayavin beis Yisrael le-mevad mitalasa. You're obligated to build a sukkah. This is also found in Rashi, in Makos, in the Chesem and Aleph, where Rashi makes the following comment. The Gemara writes explicitly the following, that if a person is gathering stuff, that is not considered to be a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, gathering stuff. Why is that true? Because if someone would show up on your doorstep holding schach, you wouldn't have to run out to the forest in order to gather it. So therefore, even when that is necessary, technically speaking, that is not considered to be a formal, a classic ma'isa ha-mitzvah. That's what the Gemara tells us. But Rashi adds the following comment. Gathering the schach that is not considered to be a mitzvah, but rather kim ha'asiyah. It is the asiyah sasukkah. A very great chiddush. One could have said the gathering of schach is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah rather is one of yeshiva. Rashi doesn't say yeshiva. Rashi writes the mitzvah is asiyah sasukkah. So from Rashi, Malkos and Avches, and from the Shultos, you get the impression that the asiyah sasukkah is considered to be the chlal ha-mitzvah. So the Netziv discusses at length, why is this true, and when can you apply this principle? That the Hechsher Mitzvah, Asiyas HaChefza, already has the characteristics of the Tchilas Ma'isa HaMitzvah. If a person, for example, will make a shofar, we consider that to be a mitzvah. That is considered to be the Tchilas HaMitzvah of Yom Shrivachem. Certainly not. And yet, in the case of Sukkah, it doesn't seem that that is true. Here, Asiyas HaSukkah is considered to be part of the mitzvah itself. In its Siv cites the Gemara we alluded to before, the Sugi Menachos and Daf Membeis, where the Gemara says the following, that Rav Adda Bar Ava, Ramei Chutei Umevarech. Rav Adda Bar Ava would go ahead and he would affix the tzitzis to the beged, and he would recite a bracha, Lasos Tzitzis. Rav Adda Bar Ava actually made a bracha, Asiyas HaTzitzis. The Chachamim disagree. But if you look in the Gemara, the Chachamim didn't argue that this Shita is impossible. The Chachamim seem to disagree with Rav Adda Bar Ava on technical grounds. And that is, Ein Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvosa. That was the response of the Chachamim to Rav Adda Bar Ava. As though the Chachamim were saying, I agree with what you're saying. This is considered to be the Tchilas HaMitzvah. And in principle, you're right, one could envision a bracha. The answer is no, no, we only make a bracha when asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. It's comparable to what we had in Iran. from the very beginning of Ksuvis. Why is it you don't make a bracha of Birchas Mitzvah and Erisin? The Ram says, because they're not siyasa, Gemar Mitzvasa. Isn't that an indicator that the Ram maintains that Kedushin is a mitzvah? If Kedushin was not a mitzvah, just simply argue, this is not a mitzvah. Don't tell me that the mitzvah has two elements of Kedushin as well as Nisuin, and therefore, how can you recite the Birchas Mitzvah and Kedushin alone? Einam siyasa, Gemar Mitzvasa seem to acknowledge that this already is considered to be Bechlau, Maisa HaMitzvah. Good. And this is not only found in Menachos, this is what you find in Perek Tes of Rishami in Brachos, right? This issue of making a bracha on Asiyas HaChepta. Yerushalmi writes, you make a bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah. Tosus quotes this Yerushalmi. The Tosus from the top of Mem, Vav, and Aleph. In Masech HaSukkah, Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi that tells us that a Birchas HaMitzvah of Al Asiyas HaSukkah is recited when a person builds a sukkah. Good? So Yerushalmi writes, you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. Ravada Barabi used to do so on Asiyas HaTzitzis. The Shultos writes, Yerchayim Lemedma Talasa, and Rashi writes, Asiyas considered to a mitzvah as well. Even further, if indeed the reason you don't recite a bracha, B'shas Asiyah, is not because Asiyah is not Bichlal HaMitzvah at all, it's only considered to be a Tvar Rishus, but rather, Ein Asiyas HaGmar Mitzvasa, maybe one could distinguish. Maybe that's only true when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah, you can argue, Ein Asiyas HaGmar Mitzvasa. What about the bracha of Shechianu, for example? The bracha on the Simcha Salev, the opportunity of involvement in mitzvah. Maybe one could suggest that that Birchas Shechianu, maybe that can be recited B'Sha'as Asiyah. If you're dismissing the Birchas HaMitzvah on technical grounds, because Ein Asiyas HaGmar Mitzvasa, perhaps one could distinguish between the different brachos. The Kiyam HaMitzvah, I understand, Gemar Mitzvasa, but maybe the Simcha Salev is even on the Tchilas HaMitzvah as well. Why do I suggest that distinction? Because that very sugya of Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Men Aleph, where the Gemara writes that you don't make such a bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah Berachas HaMitzvah, but the Gemara does say, Ha'osa Sukkah La'atzmo Mevarach Aleha Zman. The Gemara is explicit. The Berachas Shechianu, one can recite B'Sha'as Asiyah. That's exactly the point. The Gemara didn't dismiss Rav Ada Rav Menachos saying ridiculous. The Gemara said technically, Ein Asiyas HaGmar Mitzvah. But if you can have a bracha which can be chal on Maisa HaMitzvah, even if it's not the Gemar Mitzvah, it's very reasonable. And Ein Afinami, the Bracha Shechinu can be chal at that particular time. If you look in the Sugya and Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav, if you look in the Rosh and you look in the Ran, they comment that our practice is not even to do so when it comes to the Bracha of Shechianu. Because after all, the Gemara does write in Erevin and Daf Mem that ideally one should be misandered the Birchas Shechianu al hakos. Certain brachos are enhanced when it's accompanied by a kosher bracha, and other brachos are not. The Birchas HaZman, ideally we do so al hakos. Right, the bracha on Zman on Yantiv, it's not an inherent part of Kiddush. It's on the Kedusha Sayom, and if one doesn't have a kos, one still recites the bracha of Shechianu. Yom Kippur night? No, Kol Nidre? You don't have a kos? You still recite the bracha of Shechianu. But, as a mitzvah namuvchar, din lachatchil, the gemara tenir v'daf mem, be misar the bracha of Shechianu al hakos. So therefore, that's what we do. We don't make the bracha of B'Sha'as Asiyah, we wait until Kiddush, we recite the bracha of Shechianu, but the bracha of Shechianu has two different kiyumim. Number one, it's a Shechianu on Kedusha Sayom, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, but it's also a Birchas Shechianu on the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav, as a twofold Shechianu. If for whatever reason, let's assume for example a person does not have a Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, and therefore his Shechianu was only on Kedusha Siyam, not on Sukkah, so the first time that he will fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah, he will recite the Birchas Shechianu. Because the Birchas Shechianu was also on the mitzvah of Sukkah, which is Asim Mizman, Mizman, Ve'eno Tadir, before the Kiddush. The Ran of the Rosh go a step further. In principle, the Birchas Shechianu could be recited even earlier. B'Sha'as Asiyah. We don't do so because we're misunderstood the bracha al hakos, right? Part of Kiddush. Okay. What about the second night of Yom Tov? The second night of Sukkot. So here you know, there are different practices, but the most common is to flip the order of the brachos. Whereas on the first night of Sukkot, it is the Kiddush, and Leishei B'Sukkah and Shechianu, right, the most common minhag, this is what the Ran and the Rosh quote, is on the second night of Sukkot, so Kiddush, right? And then shechiyanu adam leishev asukkah. Why should that be? Why should there be any distinction in the Seder HaBrachos between day one and day two? After all, if day two is really Sveik of the Yom, and therefore I have to be concerned that maybe today day two is really Yantif, and yesterday one was really Chol. So therefore I'm repeating Shechianu. Well, if it's Chol, you're repeating Shechianu, so why flip the order of the Brachos? The fact that we have a different Seder HaBrachos, it's as though we're saying the following, that the Shechianu is only going on Kedusha Sayom, the Shechianu is not going on Sukkah. So therefore, we mention the Kedusha Siyam, then recite the Shechianu, and then the Bracha of Leishev HaSukkah. But why in fact should that be? So one thing is clear. If you're dealing with the Bircha Shechianu on Kedusha Siyam, that has to be at a time when there is Kedusha Siyam. How can you recite a Bracha on Kedusha Siyam? Mibod Yom? There is no Kedusha Siyam, no? That's what the Gemara says explicitly in Erev and Daf Mem Beis. The Bracha on Kedusha Siyam must be when there is a Kedusha Siyam, no? So if today is Yantif and yesterday was Chol, yesterday's Bracha on Chol is not going to help me for that Bircha Shechianu. This is very no game when it comes to Kol Nidre night. It's the time of year that many women come to shul at night, and women have to bench lift. So what do they do? So they can bench lift at home, for example, and accept upon themselves Yom Kippur, and they can walk right to shul. Sometimes women can find that difficult. Maybe they want to drive to shul and so on. Sometimes they'll be given a psak halacha based on mechaber, right? Hilchos Shabbos, samach aleph, samach gimel, right? That a woman can bench lift, having in mind that it is not Shabbos, it is not Yom Kippur. It's an important issue of halacha. When should this in fact be done? The woman should bench lift, stating expressly, "I'm not accepting by myself to say the fact that it is Yom Kippur." But just one ha'ara in our content. Let's assume that that is what is being done. And a woman is benching lifts, having in mind that it is not yet Yom HaKippurim, in order that she can go ahead and drive to shul afterwards. But one thing is clear, she cannot recite a Bircha Shechianu. No, Shechianu is only when there is a Kedusha Sayom. So that Eitzu would mean you can light, and you can recite the Bracha of Lahadik Ner, but not the Bircha Shechianu, it's Chol. No, that Bracha on Kedusha Sayom is only Chol when there is Kedusha Sayom. That bracha then of Shechianu should be recited later, when the woman is in shul and she accepts upon herself the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom HaKippurim. The Berchas Hazman of Kedusha Sayyam can only be when there is Kedusha Sayyam. So therefore, Sveika the Yomi repeats Shechianu. What about when it comes to Sukkah? Well, if it's Sveika the Yomi, so today is Sukkah and yesterday was Chol, so why not recite a Shechianu? We recite a Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. No? On the mitzvah shofar. Because if today is Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Yom Arif Damia, but even so, we still recite a Shechianu. Because if today is Rosh Hashanah, yesterday was not, so therefore we repeat the bracha. We don't always assume Yom Arif right, in every single detail. No? So here we repeat the Shechianu the second day. So this is for shofar. Why don't you do so for Sukkah? So the answer is Lachor at this point. The uniqueness of Sukkah is that Asiyas HaChetz is considered to be Bichlal HaMitzvah. And therefore the Gemara writes, although we don't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah that time, because Ein Asiyas HaGemara Mitzvasa, but in principle, the Birchas HaZman could be recited even before Yantif, even B'Shas Asiyah. Now, Ha'os HaSuk Latzav Arach LeHazman. What do you see that Kiddush that? It's Tofes. It's not considered the Birchas Shechana, which is not Chal. There is a Chalos. Because after all, the chiyuv of Sukkah can begin even kodem yantif because there is a concept, a mitzvah of asiyas sukkah. So even if I were to argue today is Sukkah and yesterday is Chol, that does not mean the bracha is irrelevant. No, it still is a chiddush. The Gemara mentions you can make it b'shas asiyah. Here it's neither b'shas asiyah nor b'shas yeshiva, but it's an indicator. You see from the fact that the bracha can be chal b'shas asiyah, that already called them yantin. The brach is already chal. And therefore one could argue today is yantin, yesterday is chal, but nonetheless, the bircha shechin one was yotze, and therefore the bircha shechiani repeat on the second day of Sukkot is only for Kedusha Sazman, and therefore the Seder is Kiddush, Kedusha Sazman, then shechianu, and then afterwards you make the brach of Leishe Basukkah. Why is all of this true? Now, Birchas HaMitzvah, the possibility of Shechianu. Why is all this true? We said it's not true when it comes to Shofar. Why is it true when it comes to Sukkah? So this is the beautiful Kiddush of the Nesiv, that one has to distinguish between different types of Hekshra Mitzvah. Sometimes Hekshra Mitzvah is merely pragmatic intuitive, right? There's no pasuk. The Torah tells us Yom Tshuri Lechem. Well, if you're going to wake up Rosh Hashanah morning and start thinking about this mitzvah, you're not going to be able to do so. Of course, some type of hachan is necessary. You have to mibod yom, secure a shofar. You have to produce a shofar. Good, but that's not considered to be b'chlal ha-mitzvah. The Torah doesn't say anything about that. The Torah just simply says, Yom Tshuri Lechem. But sometimes the pasuk goes out of its way and underscores the asiyas ha-chefza, the hachana kodem kiyum ha-mitzvah. For example, in the case of Sukkah, where the pasuk says, Chaka Sukkot Tarsalacha. Tarsalacha doesn't mean you create the yantiv of Sukkot, it means you create the chefza shel Sukkah. No? The Gemara in Sukkah daf tes, that's Tarsav Lomen Asui. That's the Chiddush of the Nesir. This is what we call a Hechsher Mitzvah HaKsuva B'Kra. And the Pasuk goes out of its way and tells you this is what you should do. And the Torah not only underscores the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Yeshiva, but also the Asiyah Sasukah as well. And that's exactly the Shulchan Aruch. Mega Matalos LaMeisava, Tichsiv Chag HaSukah Tehasavacha. The Pasuk says so. This is a fascinating model. Places where you find that the Torah underscores the Hechsher Mitzvah. When it comes, for example, to mezuzah, the mitzvah is Kviyas HaMezuzah. The Torah doesn't even mention anything about the Kviyas HaMezuzah. The Torah uses the unusual term Uchsavtam HaMezuzahs. No? Ksima. What do you see? That the Ksima HaMezuzah is not just simply Hachanas HaChefza, but rather the Ksima HaMezuzah, right, is the Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Kra. When it comes to tzitzis, the case of Rav Abba Barava, Ramei Chuti Mavarek, why was that true? The Pasuk says, Gedilim Tasalos. Now the Pasuk says so. Make tzitzis. So that doesn't mean make tzitzis and put them down. Obviously, as a heksher to Mavisha. But nonetheless, the Pasuk stresses, Dasi as well. So when it comes to mezuzah, when it comes to tzitzis, when it comes to sukkah, the Torah goes out of its way and stresses these cases. There are many such examples as well. We've discussed in the past the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvot and Lama Gimel. When it comes to Klei HaMishkan, the Ramban writes, making the Klei HaMishkan generally is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is what you do with it, the avoda. Therefore the Ramban says, I'm not going to count when the Pasuk tells us to make a shulchan and make a menorah, make a kiyor and a kano. I'm not going to count that separately in a mitzvah. That's only a hechsher mitzvah. What do you have to have a shulchan for? Lechem apanim, and menorah for halakas and eros. But it is a hechsher mitzvah, suva v'kra. The pasuk says, v'asisa. Klei HaMikdash is an example. The Ramban discusses this, as mentioned, in mitzvah lamed gimel. What is mitzvah lamed gimel? Bigdei kuhuna. Bigdei kuhuna is a further example, no? Where the Ramban writes, levishas bigdei kuhuna is not a mitzvah. Levishas bigdei kuhuna is a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher avoda. But obviously, a hechsher mona, ksuva v'kra. The same lachor is true of kedushin. Even if one were to argue that kedushin in and of itself is not a mitzvah, it is simply a hechsher mitzvah. But yet, kiikach, it's not really a chalos issues. The maisa kedushin is a hechsher mitzvah, ksuva v'kra. And therefore, there's a clear difference between Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv B'Kra, as opposed to cases where the Torah says just do it, and the Hachanos, right, there's something that the Torah doesn't explicitly ordain, but it's something that is obviously necessary. So the Nitziv writes the following Kiddush. These Makoros, the possibility of making a bracha on Asiyas HaChefza is only when it comes to Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv B'Kra. The Gemara Bedavka, Rav Abba Barava, made a bracha on Asiyas HaTzitzis. Didn't make a bracha on Asiyas HaShofar. The same is true when it comes to Yerushalmi. The same is true when it comes to the Gemara Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, the Berachas Shechianu. Hosa Sukkah Latva Barach Lezman. But the Bavli does not mention the possibility of making a bracha Shechianu on Asiyas HaShofar. That's not the case. So what nafka mina in terms of Birchas HaMitzvah, Yerusham Rebada Barava? The second nafka mina, even if you maintain that can't be, it's not Gemara Mitzvah, sir. But the Bercha Shechiyona, the Netziv has a third possibility. What about the Sukkah and Sukkah and Davcha Chotei? Osek b'mitzvah chotem and amitzvah. And the Netziv raises an interesting issue. Does Osek b'mitzvah chotem and amitzvah apply to a Hechsher mitzvah? If a person is involved in a Hechsher mitzvah, do we assume that's proper Osek b'mitzvah? So the Netziv writes, it should depend on whether it's a Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra, whether it's a Hechsher mitzvah shino ksuva b'kra. If a person is building the sukkah, that is called Osek b'mitzvah chotem mitzvah. Chag ha-sukkah ta'asu b'kha. Chiddush that the Netziv means. And even furthermore, if you look at the sugyas in Shavuos and in Nedarim, look for example the Mishnah in Shavuos and Daf Chavtes. There the Mishnah discusses Nishvila Kayim is a mitzvah, Nishvila Vakla is a mitzvah. If a person makes a Shavuos and Vakla is a mitzvah, that's considered to be a Shavuos Shor. Nishvila Vakla is a mitzvah, it's not that a person has a dilemma. If he does the mitzvah, he violates a Shavuos. And if he listens to his shvuah, he won't fulfill the mitzvah. There's no dilemma whatsoever. If a person is nishvah levatlas ha-mitzvah, there's no chalos. The shvuah is not chal. That's called a shvuah shav. Nishvah levatlas ha-mitzvah. So when you look at that Mishnah in Shvuah Sadaf Chavtes, the same thing is true with the Gemara in the second parak of Nedarim. The Mishnah in Gemara always speaks about asiyah. For example, shalom la'asos sukkah. Shalom la'asos sukkah. That's unusual. No? I would say that the nishvah of atlas mitzvah she'eni yoshev v'sukkah. She'eni osev sukkah, that's called nishvah of atlas mitzvah. So the Netziv writes it, yes. If it's a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'kra, that is bichlal ha-mitzvah to the point that making a shua that you will or will not is considered to be nishvah l'kayim or nishvah l'atlas ha-mitzvah. With this in mind, the Netziv points out the following. You look in the very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, Tafresh Chafei. That's where the Rama says the Telchum Echayil Ochayil. So therefore, immediately on Matzah Yom HaKippurim, right, the person should begin building the Sukkah. Zrizim Atim the Mitzvos. The Netziv just points out just the following, you understand. This isn't just simply that a person should go immediately to Yom Kippur to kind of, in the broadest sense, involve himself with Mila Dishmaya. That's much more than that. Asiyah Sasukah is Bechlal HaMitzvah. So that's why a person should immediately start Motzei Makipurim with Maisa HaMitzvah. Maisa HaMitzvah. And therefore, we can apply the concept of Zrizim after the Mitzvos even to the Asiyah Sasukah as well. Not just simply, it's a nice thing to do, but it's an opportunity to fulfill, right, this element of the mitzvah of Hechsher mitzvah tzuvukru. And then the Netziv points out the following, and with this in mind you understand very well the application of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlichut. Even if you maintain the kedushin is not a mitzvah, but nonetheless a Hechsher mitzvah tzuvukru kiyikach, and therefore we can apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlichut. Lav dafka, when it comes to shofar, would we assume that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlichu? That I should be the one to create the shofar? But when it comes to asiyas hatzitzis, when it comes to ksivas hamezuzah, when it comes to kedushin, if you know how to form the tzitzis yourself, the pasuk says gilgim tasalach, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlichu. If you know how to write the mezuzah, so mitzvah bo yosef b'shlichu. If you can construct the sukkah, so again, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlichu, and that's the chiddush of the Gemara when it comes to kedushin. That kedushin yisha is not just simply considered to be, right, a hechsher, but a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra, and therefore, right, with all these possible nafkaminos. The same we'll soon see is when it comes to hachana for Shabbos. Hachana for Shabbos, we'll see, right, as the Gemara is going to equate, is more than just simply that, look, there's a mitzvah to the Shabbos. Well, you know, you can't cook on Shabbos, so therefore, out of necessity, one must do some ibod yom. Much, much more than that, no? If there is a link to kedushin, perhaps it means more. That the hachana of Shabbos is not just simply, right, the broadest hachana comparable to shofar. like these cases where that is considered to be the tchila sasiyas mitzvah, a heksha mitzvah, haksuva bakur. Before we get to that point of kavod Shabbos, oneg Shabbos, right, the link that the Gemara makes, just one following thought. If you assume that Kedushin is not a mitzvah, the bracha, for example, as we saw in the Rosh, Birchas HaShevach, one certainly can easily understand the Nusach HaBracha, because the Nusach HaBracha Birchas Erisin sounds very much like a Birchas HaShevach. The Matveya HaBracha is not a bracha tzarek. Asher Kedushin HaMitzvah V'tzivanu, and just say L'Kadesh Yishar, Allah Kedushin. If one should assume that this indeed is the Birchas HaMitzvah, the Rambam writes explicitly, and as the Ravid acknowledges, what do you do with the Nusach HaBracha? Why is the bracha bracha Arukah? So perhaps one could suggest the following possibility. We've already discussed that there are certain mitzvahs that don't warrant the bracha. Some of the principles are a little bit unclear. You can take a look at the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Chelek Aleph, and Tshuva Yeches. There's a lengthy Bir HaGra in the very beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. That's that Machaber and Ches Aleph we discussed earlier. And that's where the Machaber writes, when you put on your Tzitzis, you make a bracha. So there, the Bir HaGra discusses, right, which mitzvahs warrant a bracha, which mitzvahs don't warrant a bracha, the various different clothing. One of the principles you find in the Rishonim, this is found in the Sefer Rokeach, in Siman Shin, Samach Vav, is that a bracha is a manifestation of Kedushas Yisrael, Asher Kiddushanu. And therefore, Vitzivanu, Kiddushanu Vitzivanu means a person can only recite the Birchas HaMitzvah on that which is a reflection, a manifestation of Kedushas Yisrael. If there is a bracha which is shared by everyone, all of humanity, even Bnei Noach, so in such a case there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. Tzedakah, for example, perhaps even Bnei Noach are chayiv elements of tzedakah. Regarding Avraham Avinu, the pasuk says, "Ki yedativ, aman asher yetzav es bonav es beis ro'acho shom derech Hashem, la'asot tzedakah mishpat, tzedakah." Dinim, one of the shemitzvot Bnei Noach. The Sefer Rokeach writes that if you have a mitzvah that is not unique to Knesset Yisrael, oh, how do you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah? Asher kiddushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu. What about Ishus? Ishus is something which is unique to Knesset Yisrael. There's no concept of Ishus when it comes to Bnei Noach. So you know that's not true. The Torah recognizes Ishus of Bnei Noach as well. At the very beginning of yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, Eishes Yifas Torah. Eishes Yifas Torah. What does Eishes mean? The Gemara is in Kedushin, Chabalah from Beis, the Rabbos Eishes Ish. The Hester Yifas Torah doesn't only apply if she's a Pnuya, it even applies if she's an Eishes Ish. So Tosfos comments, what do you see? That even though you're dealing with the Benoach, Ike issues. There is issues. Tosfos says, Pasuk says, V'dovach v'ishto, V'lo b'ishas chaveru. Tosfos writes in Kedushin, Chavach v'veis, they're masculacious. So you see, there is a concept of issues when it comes to Benoach as well. You need a Pasuk to be Matri, a pastor who's an Eishas Ish. So maybe one could ask, how is it possible to envision a Birchas HaMitzvah on Ishus if Ishus, so to speak, is shared? The answer is, right, there's no Gzeirah Shavah. The Ishus of Yisrael is not the same Ishus of the Benoach. True, Ishus, Ishus. But they're worlds apart. That contrast is what the Rambam emphasizes in the very beginning. Right? Paragala Palak Allah, the Vokas Ishus. The issues that existed Kodem Matan Torah, the issues of Yisrael, which is La'achar Matan Torah, to different Chefdashal issues entirely. So one cannot argue that issues really is shared. What is true of Yisrael is true of Bnei Noach. It's absolutely not true. How do you know that that's true? The marked difference between the issues of Yisrael as opposed to issues of Bnei Noach. So So I'll bring you two compelling rayas. One raya I'll tell you is the Parshas Arayos. Parshas Arayos. The Ishus of Yisrael generates Isuri Arayos that don't exist as a result of Ishus of Bnei Noach. There's certain Isuri Arayos that a guy has. But not Arayos the Ishus. That's unique to Ishus of Yisrael. So if a Jewish marriage creates a whole host of Arayos, there's an Isra of Achos Isha, for example. Achos Isha is only a result of Ishus of Yisrael. There's no Isra of Achos Isha when it comes to Benoach. So don't you see it's a different Ishus entirely? It creates different Arayos. That's the Ha'ara of the Ramban in Yevamos and Daftari Chesem and Aleph. That Arayus to Ishus only applies to Yisrael, not to Bnei Noach. And then the Ramban adds five words, also very important. V'harei Yaakov Nosa Shtei Achayos. Yaakov, you know, married two sisters. Oh, beautiful Kiddush, no? At that point in time, there was no full Kiddushas Yisrael. That wasn't the full Ishus of Yisrael. Ishus of Yisrael is what generates the Yisrael Rayos of Achos Isha. There's no Achos Isha unless you have Ishus to Yisrael. Poshup Shabbat Rabban's answer. If Babos from Makan Kotor Kul, Kodam Shnitna, then we're at Yimda for Kesma Beis, and what about Yafir and Shtei Achayos? You know what the answer is? You know, certain acts you can do, but Torah's Enum Mitzuviyosin. A woman's not obligated to love. Right? She can go ahead and be known to Lulav and Esther. Makes sense. But Medvar Mamurim, that category, the Chetz, exists, no? The Ramban is telling you the following Chiddush, that if the Tzivu is that Ishus of Yisrael results in an Isra of Achos Isha. What does Enam Mitzuviyosa mean? So let's pretend that we have Ishus and there'll be an Isra of Achos Isha. Enam Mitzuviyosa would mean the following. We're not married, but I know this person, so therefore you know this girl, don't marry her sister. That would be Enam Mitzuviyosa of Achos Isha. You don't have the possibility of Achos Isha out of the framework of Ishus of Yisrael. It would not be Enam Mitzuviyosa for Yaakov Avinu not to marry his wife's sister if the Isra of Achos Isha is only Noveya from Ishus of Yisrael. Certain things you cannot do b'Torah Enam Mitzuviyosa. That's the Chiddush of Bris Milah regarding Bris Milah, for example, not for today's shiur. No, but if the mitzvah of Bris Milah is Koveya v'chalo shem Orel, so if there is no Chiyuv Milah, removing a layer of skin is not Enam Mitzuviyosa. Sometimes you require the tzivui to create the category. But forget about Bris Milah, the Ramban is Mufurish. This is true when it comes to Arayos. A guy in Yisrael have different sets of Arayos. Very no gela halacha. It's not so often. A Rav will get the shayla from a guy asking him, who does the Torah allow me to marry and not marry? Right, Arayos to Bnei Noach. But it's very relevant in the following sense. When a person converts, the Gemara has as a din Rabbanon. Anyone who this person was not allowed to marry when he was a guy, even though a Gersh Yisgai is a cut in Aladami, this person is not allowed to marry now that he is Jewish. No? So it's very important to know, right? What are the Arayos of a Ben Noach? Because all those relationships remain forbidden to a Ger. It's important to Halacha L'maisa. But isn't Arayos a clear indicator this is true? I'll give you a further Arayos, you know? What we discussed on Thursday. How do you create Ishus? The creation of Ishus of Yisrael is Erisin, Nisuin, Kesef Shtar. Does that concept of Erisin, Nisuin exist when it comes to Benoah? Certainly not. Certainly not. The Rambam writes in the very first halacha of Ishus. They have a concept, Be'ulah Asbal, Bia. And after we discussed the issue of the Ramban, the Sifri, the Rambam, Yifastoar. What is the status of Yifastoar? Is it like a Benoach that all you have is Bia? Or is it a form of Ishus that you would allow even Erisin? No, Kesef Ishtar, that was the Rambam, the Sifri, no? Rachar came Tobel of Malton. Because a Benoach doesn't have Erisin, a Benoach doesn't have Kesef Ishtar. So the Maisa Ishus is also an indicator that there's no correlation, there's no parallel between Ishus Yisrael of Ishus of Benoach. So therefore, clearly, Ishus of Yisrael is distinct from Ishus of Benoach. And if I were to ask you to prove to me that this is true, l'chor, you would cite these two Arayos Mechachos. One is Arayos and one is Eris in Yisuin. Good? Maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush. That's how the Rambam understood Birchas Eris. There's a mitzvah of Ishus. So why isn't there a bracha ktsara, the normal matbeya habracha? Asher kishon mitzvah v'tzivanu, whatever, ala kedushin, the kadesh isha. Why such an elaborate bracha? If you put this together, perhaps this is a possible suggestion. That what the Sefer HaKeach writes, that you only recite a bracha on that which is unique to Yisrael. And if there is indeed going to be a Birchas HaMitzvah, that must indicate that this is Ishus which is unique to Yisrael. And that is manifest in Arayos and Eris and Nisuin. So Chazal Baruch HaKadosham instituted, no? Those concepts into the Nusach of the Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Erisin. In order to highlight that this is the mitzvah of Ishus to Yisrael, Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Harayos, Vosolanos Harusos, Vehitulanos Nadev Chupa Bekedushin. No? And that's the Chasima, Mekadeshemo Yisrael, Aide Chupa Bekedushin. This is a function of Kedushas Yisrael. This is not, right, Ishus of Ebenoah, and that is what allows for the Birchas HaMitzvah to be recited. Okay. The Gemara continues now in links in Afnam Aleph and Aleph. This concept of mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho not only to Ishus, but even to Shabbos as well. And the Gemara gives a couple of examples. Rav Safra Machrech Reisha. The Gemara says that Rav Molach Shivuta. If you look in Shabbos and Avkuf Yud Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara in Shabbos gives you many other examples as well. That Rav Huna was Madlik Shragis like candles. And Rav Papa was Gadol Petzilasa, used to twist the Psilos for Hadlokas and Eros. And Rav Chista Parim Silka, Rav Chista used to mince the beans. And the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef and Rav Zera, all the Amoraim who would involve themselves in, right, this act of Hakona for Shabbos. Seeming again to bolster what our Gemara writes, that there's a mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucho. Certainly this could have been done through others, but nonetheless, right, the way that Tanaim and Amoraim went out of their way to see to it that they personally will involve themselves in Hachana for Shabbos. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Lamed Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Lamed Hilcha Aleph, the Rambam begins by telling us the following, that Arvod Varim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are four different categories of Shabbos. The Rambam writes that Shnai Min HaTorah, two are Daraisa, and then the Rambam writes Vishnai Midire Sofrim Vehem Mifurashin Al Yedei Hanavim, and two that are expanded upon, elaborated by the Navi. Min HaTorah Shomer V'Zofer, the Rambam writes. What is Vishnish Parshu Al Yedei Hanavim? Kavod Va'omen. Kavod Va'omen. The pasuk in Yeshayahu Ches, Kras LeShabbos Oneg, LeKadosh Hashem Ukufa. The Rambam writes those are the four divrei Shabbos. No, Avad Ram Nevru B'Shabbos. So Min HaTorah Shamar Zachar. Shamar is refraining from Malacha. Zachar is the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, which the Rambam writes not only applies to Yiddish, but also extends to Avdal as well. Berach HaTestival for Shabbos. Good. And then you have the other two, which are Kavod Va'Oneg. Kavod Va'Omer. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik just commented as follows. This is printed in Shulchan Aruch Amori, in Chiluk Aleph. the Feast of Kavod Onek, that the Rambam does not write that Kavod Onek are examples of that which was Tiknu al Yedei Hanaviim. The Rambam does not write Veheim Niskinu al Yedei Hanaviim. The Rambam writes Veheim Mifurashin al Yedei Hanaviim. And then the Rambam reiterates Shenishparshu al Yedei Hanaviim. That formulation also is a chiddush. I would have said that Kavod Onek is a Takanas Neviim. What is Kriyas HaMegillah? What is Ner Chanukah? A Takana. Here the Rambam writes Mifurashin al Yedei Hanaviim. What is that? What is Kavod Onek? An expansion. And that's the link that the Rambam writes our Baal Torah number B'Shabbos. There's something that the Torah underscores through Zachor B'Shamor, and on that the Neviim elaborated with the mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg. In other words, that Kavod and Oneg are not independent takanos Rabbanon, but rather a kiyum daraisa, an extension of Zachor B'Shamor. What exactly does that mean? And we've discussed many times that Rambam, Perachav Dalet of Shabbos, Alaf Yibayz, where the Rambam discusses Muktzah issues. No? Why did the Chachamim forbid some different categories of Muktzah? So the Rambam tells us the whole ideology. No? The Torah insists that Shabbos be set apart from the rest of the days, the week, from Yimei HaChol. The Torah insists on Shvisa HaNikaret. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, that if a person will engage in Uvd D'Chol at times, that's a breach of a Din D'Araisa. The Rambam writes, Ubitol HaTam Shnemer B'Tor L'Man Yenuach. You're defeating the purpose of Shabbos. It's not enough technically not to violate Malachos. Shabbos must be a time of Shvisa HaNikaret. So how is that true? How do you set aside Shabbos from the rest of the days of Chol? The answer is the following. Shamar B'Zon. That's the answer D'Araisa. The answer daraisa is an Isser Malacha. The answer daraisa is Kiddush and Havdalah. Therefore you understand very well why the Rambam maintains that not only is Kiddush daraisa, but even Havdalah is daraisa as well. If the purpose is to set apart, so therefore that is not only Bechnisaso, but even Beyetziyaso as well. So the Rambam writes that Midaraisa, it is through these vehicles of Malacha, through the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, that Shabbos is distinct, set apart from Yemei HaChol. Now, when you find in the Navi Yeshaya, Kavod, Oneg, V'daber Davar, Lo Tei Dibur of the Shabbos, Dibur of B'Chol, Ki Lukach B'Shabbos, Ki Lukach B'Chol. What is that? That is an independent Takana D'Rabbanan Yesh Mi'ayim. No, not at all. The Navi was picking up, further expanding and elaborating on the concept of Zachor B'Shamor. That Midivrei Navi is insufficient, that Shabbos should just be distinct in terms of Isser Malach alone, but rather in the way one speaks, in the way one walks. It's not really sufficient to shave al tasa b'kumvesei. And Kumvesei is not merely making Kiddush. Kumvesei is Oneg Shabbos, Suda Shabbos. These are Kiyumei Daraisa. No, all of these are part of Shvisa HaNikaret. All of this is part of Shamar and Zachar. That's why the Rambam writes not Nisnu Ayidei Neviim, but rather Behein Mifurashin. Mifurashin Ayidei HaNeviim. That's the need, that Shabbos must be a time, right, distinct from Shar Yimei HaChol. The Rambam gives you that example of Kavod and Oneg. What is the definition of Kavod versus Oneg? So if you look in the Rambam makes the following apparent distinction. And the Rambam gives you a fascinating application. The Rambam in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Hei. In both of those contexts, the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneiros. What is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneiros? The Rambam writes, Perkei Alacha Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova. Not a rishus, it's a chova. That's the sugi in Shabbos and daf chav heim aveid. What does that mean? The Rambam writes, Chayavin lihiyos b'vatehen ner doluk b'Shabbos. You must have ner doluk b'Shabbos. Your home must be illuminated on Shabbos. You're going to sit there in the dark? Cannot be. And why is that true? What's wrong with sitting there in the dark on Shabbos? Why is there need to have a ner doluk b'Shabbos? The Rambam continues, Shezeh b'chlal oneg Shabbos. The Rambam writes, that's part of the mitzvah of oneg. A person is obligated to delight on the day of Shabbos, and that is what is driving the mitzvah of hadlokas saneros, that there must be ner doluk b'Shabbos. That's the Rambam Perakei Halakha. The Rambam later, Perak Lamed Halakha Hei, the Rambam writes the following Yiddish. Vitzarech l'sakein beso mi ba'od yom. A person must prepare for Shabbos. Mi ba'od yom, on Friday. Why is that true? The Rambam says, Mibnei kivod Shabbos. Not oneg, kivod Shabbos. And the Ram continues, V'yihien ner doluk b'shulchan aruch, mita mutzas, and therefore the table should be set mibon yom, the candle should be lit mibon yom. The Rambam continues, shekol elu lichvod Shabbosen. So in Perakei Avot Shabbos, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Shabbos, ner Shabbos, is oneg. In Perak Lamed, the Rambam writes the mitzvah of ner Shabbos is one of kavod. Is that the stira? Or not a stira at all? Two halachos. Two aspects of hadlokas haneros. Hadlokas haneros is part of the kiyum of kvod Shabbos and also part of the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Two halachos. And what is the distinction between kvod versus oneg? When the Rambam writes the need to have a ner dolok b'Shabbos, the Rambam describes that as oneg. When the Rambam writes Tzarech l'sakei mibon yom, the Rambam writes that is kavod. No? Baal Shem Shav, this is the basis of the Gaon. If you look in the Bir Hagra, the very end of Hilchos Yontif, Tav Kuf Chav Tes, there the Gaon writes the following, that oneg is b'Shabbos atzma, kavod is be'erev Shabbos, mibon yom. In other words, when one enjoys, when one delights on the day of Shabbos itself, that is the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. For example, Suda Shabbos. Ner doluk b'Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of oneg. Oneg. What is the mitzvah of kavod? The hachana mibol yom. That is the mitzvah of kavod. Hachana mibol yom. Why is it that a person is madlik b'ner Shabbos mibol yom? The answer is not simply because there's an Isra Malacha and you have little choice but to light earlier, so therefore of course you light before Shkia. The Rambam writes that's true, but that's not the whole story. The hadlaka mibol yom is kavod Shabbos. Using the categories of the Nitziv, kavod Shabbos is not an independent mitzvah, meaning the following. A person will prepare food, but he won't utilize any of it on Shabbos. A person will be madlik ner, but he won't enter that room on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of kavod. No, the mitzvah of kavod is the hachana that enables oneg Shabbos, but the chiddush is the following. That type of hachana is the hechsher mitzvah, ksuv v'kra. It's not simply pragmatic that you won't be able to fulfill oneg unless you... No, it's much more than that. The hachana mibod yom is the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes. Tzarech l'sakein beso mibod yom, that's kavod Shabbos. When one expects an honored guest, you don't wait until they arrive to make hachanos, not because of Isra Malacha. But you show deference by preparing in advance. The Rambam writes that's the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. And the Rambam elaborates in Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos. See the Rambam in Halacha Beis. When the Rambam tells us Eizel Kavo, the Rambam writes the following: Rechitza, washing oneself, Mibon Yom, that's considered to be part of Kavod. Lirchot Panav Yadav, Ragla, Okamin. The Rambam writes, Umis Atif Betzitzis, wrapping oneself in a talis prior to Shabbos, awaiting the arrival of Shabbos. That's part of Kavod. The Rambam writes, Yoshev Bekovid Rosh, a person who sits there with a sense of seriousness, because the Shabbos is about to arrive. And the Rambam writes, Umiyachel Likrat Sneha Shabbos, and a person awaits, anticipates the arrival of Shabbos. Kamo Shehu Yotzeh Likrat HaMelech. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, Kavod means Rechitza, Itu, Kovid Rosh, Miyachet, Lahakbolas, Pneha Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes. Those four elements of Kavod. Rosh Levitchik pointed out in that piece, to go through it, Meshum Azech Rav Amori, Chela Galav, Kavod Oneh. The Rambam pointed out an incredible parallel. The Rambam writes those four aspects to Kavod Shabbos. The Rambam has all four halachos when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah, no? Davening. The Rambam writes, how is it that one prepares for davening? No? The Rambam writes, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, Rechitza is necessary. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Yir Aleph in Hilchos Tefillah that Atifa is needed B'Shas Tefillah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dal Halacha Yir Ches. The Rambam writes that a person cannot daven lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalos rosh. A person cannot go into davening with a sense of levity, right, in a joking spirit. The Rambam writes, Kovid rosh is necessary. And then the Rambam writes, Nochos tefila peradala fetazayin, sarach leishiv ma kodem atfila. And now a person has to sit, right, intensely prior to tefillah, like the Chassidim HaRishonim, Shom Shachat. The Rav pointed out a magnificent parallel. No, the requirements that the Rambam writes of how you approach Shabbos are the same requirements of how you approach tefillah. And what is the link between Shabbos and tefillah? Right, both of those are acts of Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Shabbos is Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Tefillah is Amidah Lifnei Hashchina. So therefore, again, in this context, that's exactly what the Rambam writes in these parallels. That's the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So again, the Rambam writes, this is the difference in Kavod Oneg, as the Gaon explains. And the Rambam writes, Hadlaka Saneros is a beautiful model of Tukiyumim. A ner dolot b'Shabbos is Oneg, that's Perkepo b'Shabbos. Perklamrepo b'Shabbos is that there is a Hadlaka Mibon Yom, two kiyumim in their Shabbos. Where do you see that this is true? Let's start with the kiyum of Oneg. That their Shabbos is part of the mitzvahs Oneg. This is Mufurish in the Medrash Tanchuma, the very beginning of Parshas Noah. There the Medrash Tanchuma writes, the Karasa of the Shabbos Oneg, Zu Hadlaka Saner B'Shabbos. That's the Medrash Tanchuma. Oneg Shabbos is Hadlaka Saneros. Ner Dolok B'Shabbos. And then, the Mishnah Shabbos and Daf Chav Dalad Amadeus. Ein Madlikin B'Itram. Person is not allowed to use a foul smelling resin for Ner Shabbos. What's wrong with that? The Gemara says the next Daf, Daf Chav Eim Adbeis. Rava says, you know what we're afraid about? Shema Yanichena V'Yetzah. A person lights a Shabbos candle and starts to smell, you know what's going to happen? He's going to leave the room. So the Gemara says, so good, V.A. say, what, there's Nisr to leave the room? Let him leave the room. So Amalei Rabbah says, no, Shani Omer, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chovam. Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chovam. That was that Rambam, Perakei Alach Aleph. Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chovam. That's the Gemara, Chofayim Adbeis. What exactly does that mean? Take a look at the Tosfos, the Ramas Hadlokas. Tosfos writes the following: Pirish b'makom suda, the chov v'hilisod b'makom haner mishum oneg. Oneg Shabbos dictates that a person must derive benefit from the candles on Shabbos. It has to contribute to his oneg Shabbos. Tosfos says it should be b'makom suda. So if you are going to light something that will smell and you're going to leave the room, right, you're defeating the purpose of oneg Shabbos. So clearly, Ner Shabbos is part of that kiyum of Onen Shabbos. But also is mentioned, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kavon. The Rambam Perek Lamech of Shabbos, Pergon, Tavkav Chotev. We'll have to discuss, what about the bracha? The bracha that's recited on Ner Shabbos? Take a look at the Tosfos on Shabbos, Chafeim Abeis, Dimar Maschol Chovim. Very critical Tosfos. Is there a bracha on Halakas and Eros? Is there a bracha? You go throughout Shas, you don't find a bracha on Halakas and Eros. It's 2 days in Tosfos. We make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. What is its source? If you look in the Hagos Maimonides, here in Perakei of Hilchos Shabbos, in the Rambam, Hagos Maimonides writes the following, that Uva Perakaro bi Rishami Garcina, Rishami says, you make a bracha on Halakas Ner Shabbos. What is the Nusach HaBracha? Yerushalmi says, Lahadlik ner lichvod yantif, ulekavose b'shabbos lahadlik ner lichvod shabbos. That's the Nusach HaBracha of Yerushalmi. After all, the Hadlaki is mivod yom, part of a manifestation of kavod. That is the Nusach HaBracha of the Yerushalmi. Right, lahadlik ner lichvod shabbos. We'll have to see, right, these two halachas, kavod and oneg. Right, the concept of Hashem Mitzvah Ksuva Bakra, and some fascinating ha'aris regarding this chiddush in the Rambam of Hadlakas and Eros. So take a look, right, that's a couple of things. Right, take a look at that Tosfos, Chafeim Abeis, it's a critical issue. Right, do you make a bracha at all on the Hachana Mibod Yom, the Hadlakas and Eros? Or is no bracha whatsoever? If you take a look at the beginning, right, of the tour in Yerodea, there is something which is the Hakdama of the Prisha. So take a look at the Hakdama of the Prisha to the Tur Yoredeya. That was written by the son of the Prisha, who quotes, right, the Chiddush in the name of his mother, no, the wife of the Prisha, regarding Halakas and Eros, emphasizing this element of Kavo. And take a look at the Magen Avraham, Tavku Gimel. Right, and then there's a Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak to take a look at, the Chelak Aleph Simin Vav. Right, all of which again discuss the various aspects of kavod and oneg that pertain to hadlokas and eros, the notion, right, of the hachana which is mivod yom. I'll go through quickly. Those of you who have been here for a while know the chiddush that sort of Turtzin has in the sugya near Chanukah. Just take a look at the sugya in Shabbos Chafalach Mabeis mitzvah mishatishka chama shetichle regel menashuk. The mitzvah near Chanukah begins at shkia. What does that mean? Begins at shkia. So the Rambam, right, in Peredal Lokahei Focus Chanukah, take a look at the Rashba. And that's it. Now, fasting my focus around the Rashba, right, this we'll see is considered to be the Shitas. After we finish this, then we'll go on to, right, a little bit of the Gemara about Ostalon Makashi Ziza Ad Shirena, right, and the Chiddush of Reish Lakish, the Tovla Mason Tandu, Mason Armelo, right, when that applies, when that doesn't apply. Right, if you've seen all this already, take a look at the Mishnah Gittin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Right, that's where the Mishnah discusses Zuchiyah, where the Mishnah assumes that it's a skus for an Eved to be an Eved Meshukra, but it is a chovah for a woman, right, to be Megoreshes. It's a skus for a woman to be married. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. Take a look very carefully. The Tosfos Deras called Gitei Nashim. When do we assume that's true? That it's a schus for a woman to be an Ishasisha as opposed to be a Grusha. Take a look at the Tosfos Harash. The Tosfos Harash will help you read through the Yerushalmi, the Tosfos quote. And then take a look at the Sugya Yevamot Nav Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Okay, so hopefully tomorrow we'll try to at least begin that lesson. Okay.